Well, D. Gordon, the man who is sparking this offense for the Marlins right now. D., I know there was no panic in the clubhouse, but is there at least a little bit of a sigh of relief after the last couple of days, things coming together offensively for this ball club, winning a couple of games in Atlanta?
It's just good to win some games, you know, get out there with the guys and continue to have fun and just play hard, and it's starting to turn around a little bit.
Now, we don't know who it was who dropped all those bats around the clubhouse a couple of days ago, but I heard that he got in and out like a flash, and he was very hard to detect. Do we think it worked?
I think the guys just started playing well. It's just something to lighten the mood, and that was it. And whoever did it was a pretty good teammate.
We like that. We like that. This month, an opportunity for this team, this weekend in particular, against the Mets, a team that a lot of people have said the Marlins and the Mets could be neck and neck this year. You come out of Atlanta feeling pretty good about yourself. A chance to maybe make a statement here this weekend a little bit?
You know what? We're just going to keep playing hard and keep playing like a team and just keep staying the course, trusting the process, and I think we'll be okay.
What about for you? Coming over to a new organization this year, you had a terrific spring. You've carried it over into the regular season. It's got to feel nice to make a really nice first impression here.
I just want to play hard, show these guys that I play hard all nine innings, and I'm willing to sacrifice, make any sacrifices possible for this team. And as long as I keep showing them that, I think the impression should be okay.
You've been working very hard pregame, between games, from spring training on through. I want to ask you about the work that you've been doing. First with Perry Hill defensively at second base. What has Bone imparted to you? What kind of things are you working on with him defensively?
You know, me and him started from step one defensively, me and Bone, and it was amazing to see the progress I've made, you know, this quickly, you know, working with him. So for years to come, I hope I get to have him as my infield court coach.
You work with one of the best base running coaches there is anywhere in Davey Lopes in Los Angeles. You come here, you've got Brett Butler. And for somebody who led the majors in stolen bases last year and has had all the success that you have in that side of the game, I know there still is a lot that you're working on with Brett Butler on a regular basis. What kind of things are you working on?
Just working on everything, man. I'm not where I need to be as a player. I'm not a superstar. I'm a guy who wants to get better every day, and I strive to get better every day.
Tell me about sliding feet first, the difference that makes, why you wanted to make that change this year.
Just health. Stay strong, stay, be able to be out there with my guys all nine innings, and just try to be on the field all the time.
And as far as the bunting game, another thing you work on with Brett Butler on a regular basis, again, you led the major leagues in bunt base hits last year. That's a big part of your game. What can you do better in that regard?
Just continue to work and get better, and I think I am, and I'm going to continue to get better.
Well, D, this team getting better. Let's keep it rolling in New York this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, sir.
That's D. Gordon. Kyle, back to you.